Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Master Shani Daf Lamed Vav, and we're starting about the middle of the Amud with Halacha Beis and the Vilna Daf. It's on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Baal Bayis Omer Basela VeEchad Omer Basela. If Master Shani needs to be redeemed, the Baal Bayis, the owner of the Master Shani himself, says that he'll redeem it for a Sela, and somebody else says, you know what, I'll redeem it for a Sela. Baal Bayis Kodem, the Baal Bayis, he gets the schus to redeem it with Peneshu Masav Chaimesh because he's adding on a fifth. We know from a pasuk that when you redeem your own Master Shani, you have to add on a Chaimesh. As the pasuk tells us, "Vimgal yigal ish mi masroi v'chamishisa yosef olav," and so it tells us when he's redeeming his own meiser, ish mi masroi, he has to add on a fifth. So in this way, Meiser Shein is going to gain because it's having an added fifth. However, Baal Bayis Omer Basela v'Echad Omer Basela v'Isser. Let's say Baal Bayis says, "I'll redeem it for Sela," and another guy says, "I'll redeem it for Sela and an Isser," which is just a little bit more than a Sela. As shall Sela v'Isser kaidem, that other guy who's offering a little bit more, he gets a schos to redeem it. Bnei Shumas v'Al Karen, because he's adding on to the Karen. The Mishnah concludes, "I put the Meiser Shein shaloi when a person is redeeming his own Meiser Sheni, Meisav Olav Chamishi Soi, he adds on a fifth from itself." We'll explain this in a moment. Bein Shu Shaloi, Bein Shin Dinoi Matana, whether this Meiser Sheni is his own, he grew this produce, or if somebody gave it to him as a present, he has to add on that fifth. Now, what does that mean? He adds on its fifth. So this is called a Chaimesh Milabar, a Chaimesh from the outside. The base amount is divided into four parts. One of those parts is added on, making it a total of five parts. So it turns out the amount that was added is a fifth of the current amount. For example, a Sela is four dinarim. One dinar would be added to this for a total of five dinarim. So it turns out a fifth of the total was added on. Now the Gemara begins by asking on the second case of the Mishnah. We had said that if the Baal Bayis himself offers to redeem it for a Sela, and somebody else offers to redeem it for a Sela and an Isser, that other guy wins. Ask the Gemara, V'ein Chomsha Shalzeh Meruba Al Taisvasai Shalzeh, the Chaimish that the Baal Bayis has to add on doesn't come out to be more than what this other guy added on. All this other guy did was add on Isser. But the Baal Bayis, when he adds on the Chaimish, he's going to be adding on a whole dinner. And so it really should be awarded to the Baal Bayis. Amar Vav, and he answers, Shani, this case is different. Shu Yachal Harim Olav Ulpatrim and a Chaimish. We're going to learn in a later Mishnah, as we've mentioned previously as well, that a Baal Bayis can make a Harama, a trick, and he can redeem his Meiser Sheni in a way that he does not have to add on a fifth. And therefore, it's better to go with the other fellow who's adding on to the Karen, and there's no way to get out of that, as opposed to with the Baal Bayis, who could technically sneak his way out of having to add on a fifth. That's why the Gemara concludes, Shal Sela v'Isser Kodem b'nei Shu Meisav al Karen, the one who offered a Sela and an Isser, he comes first because he's adding on to the Karen. And the Gemara tells us, Yaakov Edi says, B'shem Rav Simai, Kol Meiser Sheni she'en b'karni shav v'pruta, ein ha'Meisav Chaimesh. The Karen, the principal value of the Meiser Sheni itself, is not worth a pruta, so when he redeems it, he does not add on a fifth. However, Lama Vavon Bez on top, Rav Simai says, B'shem Rav Yechanon, Kol Meiser Sheni she'en b'chum shay shav v'pruta, ein ha'Meisav Chaimesh. It's only if the fifth is not going to be worth a shav v'pruta, then he doesn't have to be Meisav Chaimesh, which means that the Karen has to be at least four prutas, so that the Chaimesh is a shav v'pruta. Now, Hasar Rav Mamal, Rav Mamal asks on both these opinions, but Tanina, we have a Mishnah that says, Chamesh prutas hein. There are five different things that the minimum amount is a shav v'pruta. And this machlekes that we just mentioned is not one of those five things. And if it's really true, so v'nisni sheish, we should say there's six things that the minimum is a shav v'pruta. I'll die to Rav Simai, according to Rav Simai, because again, he had just said that the Karen of Meiser Sheni has to be at least a pruta in order to add on a fifth. Because he had just said, V'karnu shel Meiser Sheni b'shav v'pruta, that the Karen of Meiser Sheni has to be shav v'pruta. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. And furthermore, V'sheva al daita Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there should be seven listed in the Mishnah, which is V'chaimish shel Meiser Sheni shav v'pruta, that the Chaimish shel Meiser Sheni has to be worth a pruta. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. V'oid min adah, and another thing should technically be added onto the Mishnah as well, Dom Rabbi Yechanan b'shem Ramana bar Tanchum, and Rabbi Vavo says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, in karka nikne v'pachas m'shav v'pruta, land is not able to be purchased with less than a shav v'pruta, and that's not mentioned in the Mishnah as well. And the more continues, the proper girsa is Tanya, we have a brisa. Meiser Sheni she'ain dam of yiduin. Let's say he doesn't know how much his Meiser Sheni is worth, and that's because it's worth so little it barely has any value. Daishu yomer, it's sufficient for the fellow to say hu v'chomshay mechol al sela hazeh, that it and its chaimesh is mechol on this sela. We'll explain this in a moment. Let's just have one more memra. And Rabbi Yosi says b'shem Rav Krispa, and Rabbi Yonah says b'shem Rav Zeira, b'sela shel Meiser Sheni he masisa. This is talking about a sela of Meiser Sheni. In other words, a person has some Meiser Sheni which has such little value, and he doesn't actually know how much it's worth. He takes a sela that already has kedushas Meiser Sheni, and he says that the kedusha of this Meiser Sheni and its chaimesh should be on this sela. Now, why is he able to do that? The sela is already Meiser Sheni. The answer is, it's impossible that there isn't a little bit of chulin in the sela of Meiser Sheni. That's because a person is not mitzamtzem. He doesn't do precise amount. He doesn't take precisely one sela's worth of Meiser Sheni and transfer it onto a sela. He'll always take a little bit less than a sela's worth to transfer it onto sela, and therefore, some of the sela is still chulin, and that's why he's able to take this minuscule amount of Meiser Sheni and transfer it onto whatever chulin is left in the sela. Now, Rabbi Yechon says something similar. Hektish abadoy yoser al damav. If a person redeemed hektish for more than its actual value, tafas as a kol, all the money that he used in the redemption of this hektish was tafas the kedusha. And we don't say there's any chulin left. However, Maaser Sheni Shebedayi Yisrael Damav, if you redeem Maaser Sheni from its actual value, like we had just mentioned, Loi Tafas is a Kol. The entire thing does not get grabbed by the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni. And again, as we just said, some of this money is not considered Maaser Sheni. It still has a little bit of chulin in it. I think we're asked the obvious question, Mabin Hektish Mabin Maaser Sheni. What's the difference between Hektish Maaser Sheni? Why is it when you're paying the Hektish for more than its value, it doesn't make a difference? All the money over here has Kedusha is Hektish, whereas when you do that for Maaser Sheni, it's not so? Amar Ravimi, he answers as follows, Shekein Adam Matsu Elias Marav Bekdeshai, because a person is usually Marbe, he adds on with his Hektish. What does that mean? Well, we know that when a person makes something Hektish, he's taking something that's Chulin, and now he makes it Kadosh. And since we see that a person's Makdish is his own private, personal stuff, it's likely that when he's redeeming it, he's Marbe, he adds on, and he wants everything to be Kadosh. However, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you can't take something that's Chulin and turn it into Maaser Sheni. It either is or it isn't Maaser Sheni. You can't just look at money or produce and say, you know what, I want this to be Kadosh with Maaser Sheni. And therefore, when you end up redeeming Maaser Sheni for more than its value, that extra value doesn't become Maaser Sheni, it remains chulin. Now we just ask on this, Lam Zayin Amar Alf on top, Reb Zeir Ba Kumi Ravimi, Reb Zeir asked in front of Ravimi, Nivdak Aisa Ish, let's say we check that guy, the fellow who redeemed his Hektish for more than its value. Va'amar, and he said, Lo Lekach Neschavanti, I didn't have that Kavana, I thought that the Hektish was $10, and that's why I redeemed it at the value of $10. But if I knew that it was really only worth $8, I would have only put $8. I don't want the extra $2 to just be Kadosh. Do we still say that extra $2 was Kadosh? Amar Leis, Ravimi told him, L'chshiv Daik, when we check the guy, if we actually do ask him and he tells us I only want the precise amount to be Hektish, so fine, that extra $2 is not Hektish. But for the most part, we're really not going to ask because we assume that a person is paid as Hektish, even if he adds on to the actual value the Hektish is, he wants that added value to be Hektish. Now, Rav Yonah Bar Yervain asked the following question, and we're going to see from his question that he clearly did not hear of Rav Imi's distinction between Maaser Sheni and Hektish. So here's his question. Kamanda Amar Kinechasov. That's a proper girsa. We understand, according to the Manda Amar, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. It's his own possessions, there's a difference between Maaser Sheni and Hektish. Brom Kamanda Amar in a Kenechasavu, that's the proper gear. So what about according to the Manda Amar, the Maaser Sheni is not his own Nechasim, it's Mamon Gavaya, Mamon Hektish, and Mamon Maaser Sheni. What's the difference between Hektish and Maaser Sheni? Once again, what would the difference be between being paid the Maaser Sheni for more than its value or Hektish for more than its value? In both cases, it's Mamon Hektish, and so the extra money should be Nitfas with the same Kedusha of the original thing. So Rav Yossi said, Loikain Kvar Itmar Taima, didn't we already say an answer? And this is where Rav Imi says, Shekin Adam Matsu Lias Marabek Deshoi, because a person is Marabek Deshoi, as we explained, a person could take something chulin and turn it into Hektish. And therefore, when he's being paid as Hektish for more than his actual value, we say that he intends for that extra money to also be Hektish. But since a person cannot do that for Maaser Sheni, that's why when he's being paid to Maaser Sheni for more than its value, the extra money is still chulin, it's not considered Maaser Sheni. And as we had said, this is Rav Imi's answer, it's just that Rav Yonah didn't know the answer, and that's why he asked this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.